Rubber game Wednesday between the A's and the Angels. Andrew Triggs has quietly had a very good year, but as we pick it up top three, he finds himself in a 1-0 hole as Cole Calhoun stands in.
Swing a chopper to first, leap and grab by Alonso, goes to second for Juan. Rosie back to first. They got him.
Wow.
Tremendous double play.
Kinder.
Waiting for one of these to come right at us.
Hit pretty well the right center. Calhoun at the wall, and it's off the top of the wall, and it's gone. Chad Pinder, a two-run homer to give the A's a 2-1 lead.
He got off to a rough start in that first inning, but boy, has he done a good job since.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Triggs finishes strong, picks up his fourth strikeout. Down the left field line, Ben Revere near the seats, and a fan with a nice play. He stood up. He really had it all the way.
That is exactly right.
Here's the pitch to Chris, and swung on a line drive to left for a base hit. Going to third is Healy. They're going to wave him. It's bobbled by Revere on a line smash, base hit to left by Chris Davis, and the A's lead 3-1.
A's take the rubber game 3-1 in four career games versus the Halos, including three starts. Andrew Triggs owns an ERA of just 1.06. Danny Espinosa is now hitless in his last 34 at-bats. That is the longest active hitless streak for a non-pitcher this season. Andrew Triggs might be one of the best-kept secrets in baseball, but he's hardly a secret to his manager, Bob Melvin. The A's skipper spoke about Triggs and his team's effort in a 3-1 victory over the Angels.
Wow, that was Houdini. I mean, it's one guy away from getting somebody up in the first inning. You don't typically see a starter walk three guys in a row and do it on, throw one or two strikes in between. You know, and then gets a ground ball. We, you know, maybe even turn a double play there and he gets out with nothing. But and then give us six innings, you know, and nothing else. I wouldn't say I wasn't expecting it, but it was Houdini-like, so ended up being a great outing for him.
You love the microphone thing.
Yeah, I do. It's great.
Pinder, you brought him up. Now he plays right field, a great second too, and also he contributes with his home run.
It's confusing here. he can hit. And it's about finding a place for him. So we're giving him a little bit of outfield stuff. He's working hard on that and does a nice job with it. He can play anywhere in the infield. But first and foremost, he's a hitter. And you see, you know, a game where hits are at a premium, let alone extra base hits, goes to right center field on a ball that's really middle in and inside outs it. He's got a lot of power. You look at his offensive numbers in his minor league career, and there's a reason that, you know, he's at the big leagues right now.
Bob, that's three times for Bruce in the past.
Yeah.
How much of a concern level is it? How's he doing right
now? He is. It's a concern, but right, I took him out precautionary. I mean, so there's nothing definitive. We're going to keep an eye on him for another day or two. We have an off day tomorrow. But, I think nowadays with any catcher, when you're taking, you know, one or two or – and then, you know, I think he's had three or four or five in a week, had a couple in AAA too, you get nervous, yeah.
Who's your with him out and
right
vote behind the plate? Who's your
me? Rosie and Plouffe. We're deciding between Rosie and Plouffe right now.
Seems like.
You know what? When I was giving him signs in between innings before he came out, he was looking at me longer than he normally does, which means it took a little while to process it for him. But again, it's not, you know, like some of the ones we've seen in the past. So. I don't even know if it's classified as a concussion right now, but once, you know, that was going down, we felt precautionary we needed to get him out.
Seems like we've seen that a lot from Triggs, just getting out of jams. What have you seen from him in those situations?
Yeah, I think with any really good starters, it's about getting in your rhythm. Now, walking three guys, you don't see that often to start the game, but once he gets into a rhythm and finds an arm slot and he's got a unique arm slot, and I think that might have something to do with it too, is – you know, you got to find that arm. So now you throw him ball one, ball two. You're fighting to kind of find it, and he did. But I think it's typical with any starter. If you have a chance to kind of get him out of rhythm, it's usually in the first inning.
How about Canna coming back and getting those two hits back-to-back like that?
Yeah, we wanted to get him in the lineup right away. And, you know, as we've seen in the past, it's a righty. He hits righties, he hits lefties. We've sent him down there for a reason to get multiple bats. This is a guy that can really be a productive guy for us. So it was nice. you know, get him a pinch hit last night, hit the ball pretty good to the track, had some good at-bats today. So, you know, it's important that we get him in there because he can be real productive.
So you take another series. Can we say you're officially a little excited about this team? I have a hard time sometimes reading you. Are you?
I'm always excited about our team. I'm always optimistic about our team. We can get better. Our defense still is a little bit of a concern for us. There are areas that we can get better, which means I'm optimistic, always optimistic.
It looked like they were pitching Alonso very carefully today. Do you expect to see a lot of that, at least in the short term?
You know what? If they do, they're going to get burned because we got a guy behind them that's pretty darn good. And in the last inning, it showed up. He's been in a little bit of a rut recently, but he's always one swing away from putting a couple of runs on the board and getting hot again. So I think that's like any team in a hot hitter. Certainly Yonder's really hot right now and was player of the week. But you're trying to find a guy behind him, you know, that you feel like is going to have his back and allows him to be pitched to.
Bob, the bullpen was outstanding again tonight, 2 days in a row. Tell us a little bit about how you feel about the bullpen.
Yeah, we have a deep bullpen. It's just about, you know, some days we'll get in some with some of our starters now that aren't pitching deep into games, and we have pitch counts on, you know, that are coming back from the DL. It's about having guys available, and really didn't even have to use Dole today. I was trying to save, let Dole go through this series and the off day without having to pitch, and our guys were available today. Last night was a different story. So everybody available today, and the way Hendricks is pitching right now, I'm not afraid to use him anytime. So it's a deep bullpen.
Bob, Chris Davis, a little bit of a rough start to the game, but then again towards the end, that RBI single, you think that might be a little kickstarter for him, maybe turn the corner?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, you guys are going to go through little ruts during the, and especially power guys who have, you know, power guys are typically can go into these type things. He's not a speed guy, hits the ball in the air, but I don't really concern myself too much with him. I think one or two at bats and he'll be back doing his thing. What we got? Got a lot of mics going around here.
Yeah. That'd be leaving, having won two straight series back to the road, that feel like you stabilized
it. Well, I'll tell you, the walk-off really helped the next day because we weren't, you know, things were not going well. You know, we win two games on a road trip, come home and get beat and look lifeless the first game, and then there's a walk-off, and then another one. And then, you know, the road trip's kind of in the past, so I'm glad you brought the road trip up for us again. But, no, that's kind of in the rearview mirror, and to win two series in a row is very important for us, for our psyche.
Now that the homestand is over, when do you expect to make a decision about Manaea, if he's going to start here or on the road, or if he's going to need another one in the minors?
Right. We'll probably make that decision tomorrow. We have some time to think about it with the off day tomorrow.
Without an inch to spare, Chad Pinder's deep fly ball in the fifth had just enough juice to reach the seats for a go-ahead two-run homer. He shared his thoughts after the A's 3-1 victory on Wednesday.
I mean, it's tough, but there's plenty of opportunities throughout the day to get yourself prepared for situations like this or coming off the bench. You know, there's so many resources up here, so there's plenty of that.
Chad, let me ask you, from watching on the screen, watching you hit that ball, it seemed like it was a fly ball to right field. Did you catch it that good?
Yeah, I caught it well. It was middle in, and I was able to get my hands inside, and luckily, who knows what the wind's doing up top right there, and that might have pushed it out a little bit, but I hit it well enough to at least be in the gap, and I think the wind might have had a little bit to do with that one.
So, also, Trigg starts this game. You're standing there at second base. You're seeing walk, walk, walk to start. Tell me about the job Triggs did after those three walks.
I mean, it's unbelievable for him to settle down like that and give us six innings and to be able to maintain composure and control the game like that. It speaks highly of him.
Now, Chad, I know the A's and the coaching staff, they want to find ways to get you at bats. We know that you're an infielder, but we also saw you in right field earlier on this homestand. You did a good job. You showed off your arm. Is this something that you're starting to think about more, that realizing that, hey, at this point, at least in my career, for me to get out on the field and get more at-bats, I may have to play multiple positions?
Absolutely. Any role that they want to use me in, obviously, is a role I want to partake in. You know, anytime I'm on the field, that's the ultimate goal, whether it be right field, second base, shortstop, left field. I just want to be out on the field with the guys and be able to help the team win. That's the ultimate goal. So if I can get out there, I'll play anywhere.
The A's will enjoy an off day Thursday before heading to Arlington to face the Rangers in a weekend series.